VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, the declaration of health emergencies from governments around the world in a response to COVID have really given us a picture of the massive control measures that governments are willing to take over the people to put them in charge, to put them in control, to call the shots. I mean, they selected which businesses were declared essential and that could stay open, which businesses they determined non-essential and had to close. They determined where people could go. They determined to close the sanctuaries of churches for worship while allowing the abortuaries to stay open for killing. Some governments controlled travel. Some required the shot and vaccination passports in order to enter entertainment venues, sporting facilities, even restaurants to gain access to food. And it was recently seen in China. I mean, the government controls one's health code apps and changed the status of protesters from green to red in order to control or limit their movement. Whoever thought that we would see such things take place? And even more amazing is the speed by which all of this has happened. Some would say it's as if it were planned. Well, even now, there are those that are pushing the president to declare a health emergency over abortion or reproductive care. Yet others are pushing for a health emergency all over the globe for what they call global climate change. Others are watching as warnings go out about other variants of COVID that may require additional actions by the government. We're going to see the push for world government take place. It's happening by the World Economic Forum. It's happening from the United Nations, even the Vatican, pushing for what's known as the Great Reset. There's been a push for the UN to have veto power over the United States Supreme Court. Well, in light of how fast things are moving in this world, I've been reminded of the classic film series on Bible prophecy that was launched 50 years ago, A Thief in the Night, which depicted a scenario of many end-time world events. I'm going to play just a brief clip from A Thief in the Night that sounds eerily familiar to the sounds of our day. Keep in mind, folks, this was produced some 50 years ago, A Thief in the Night.
The Imperium in no way wishes to infringe upon the rights of the citizens of the world. It is just a simple necessity that each of us identify with Unite and fully support its progress and strategy. Let unity be the positive result of our common dilemma. Report today to your local Unite Identification Center and show yourself a true citizen of the world.
Wow. Sounds like today, doesn't it? Joining us, we welcome Rich Cristiano. He's a film writer, director, and producer. In 2002, he, along with his brother Dave, formed 5 & 2 Pictures. Rich is a writer. He's a director and producer of multiple films like Time Changer, Unidentified, The Secrets of Jonathan Speary, A Matter of Faith, Play the Flute. He's working on another film right now as well. But he is also a distributor for A Thief in the Night. And Rich, thank you for joining us here today on Crosstalk.
Jim, it's great to be back and always fun to talk to your audience. Thank you for having me.
This is, you know, I played this clip, and though this was recorded, you know, half a century ago, you know, 50 years ago in which this was released, Rich, it sounds eerily familiar to today.
Sure does. In other words, the truth presented in this four-part series is amazing because, you know, it's scriptural.
Yeah.
And we know the Bible knows how it's all going to end. And this series has been so used over the years by the Lord to speak to people's hearts. But you're right. I mean, we see things happening before our eyes now that we just—you can just see the end coming.
Yeah.
You feel like it's closer than it's ever been now.
Indeed. And what's amazing to me, though, the film came out in the '70s. I mean, you see the hairstyles, you see the dress of the '70s, but it's like looking at today's news. Rich, let's talk about this series here just a bit. The executive producer of this series, A Thief in the Night, and its sequels, A Distant Thunder, Image of the Beast, and Prodigal Planet. Was Russ Doughton. He is now with the Lord, but you knew him. Tell us about Russ.
Russ was a very committed Christian guy, godly man, and he made several films. He produced 16 movies, but his most famous ones were what we call the Prophecy series, Thief in the Night, which came out in 1972, and then A Distant Thunder, I think, came out like in 1977. Then Part 3 was called Image of the Beast, which is probably my favorite, came out in 1981, and then The Prodigal Planet came out in 1984. But their whole purpose was to try for evangelism, in essence. In other words, yes, they want to edify Christians, but these films are evangelistic movies.
Mm-hmm.
And these are excellent tools to get into other people's hands to make them think. And I don't know, they tried to keep track of decisions that recorded. These movies have gone around the world, and they've really been anointed by the Lord. I think that's the key. What I liked about Russ, they had good motives. And I think motives play a part in everything we do. They want to try to impact people for Christ and share the gospel. These were bold movies back when they made them. I remember when Thief in the Night came out, it took the churches by storm. I mean, that thing just, because back then it was a rental market. You would just rent the movie to,
right,
to the local church. And there were Christian film libraries around the country that would facilitate that. And that movie rented like crazy, as they said, just all these churches showing it and pastors giving invitations and people getting scared and getting right with the Lord. And Russ, just, he was committed all the way. You know, he passed away, a few years ago, but he really was an interesting guy. My brother and I, when we would meet up like at the Christian film conventions, we would always want to sit and talk to Russ Doughton, and we would talk about the industry. And sadly, very few of us were like-minded, because my brother and I are like-minded with Russ. We want to try to impact people for Christ. And I've always said this, the Christian movie industry is kind of a subset of the true church, where really, even in the Christian movie industry, there's really not that many guys that really want to use their talents and abilities for the Lord. But Russ Doughton certainly was one of them. And he's going to reap eternal benefits because of it.
Well, as you pointed out, this has gone around the world. Rich, there have been, it's hard to fathom, but hundreds of millions of people have seen the Thief in the Night series, and many lives have turned to Christ as a result. You mentioned about people getting scared, and part of that is that people recognizing, I'm not at right with God. If Jesus Christ would return now, I would be, doomed to eternity apart from Him, and doomed to the suffering that's about to take place as well.
Yes, absolutely. It put a godly fear in people, and mm-hmm. Many people made decisions and came forward, and just, look, we believe the Lord anointed these movies. You can't explain any other way, because you could argue these movies have been used as much as any film ever made to impact people for Christ. And, just talking about end times, there's a fear of the unknown. And like I said, I think this put a godly fear in people where they truly did come to the Lord. It's not trying to scare them necessarily to hell. It's trying to just get them to think about, look, these events are coming, which makes the Bible the most interesting book ever written, right? Because you can see how it all started, and it tells you how it's going to end. And as we look at our society, we can just see things happening to set up for the end times. I think about, how Revelation talks about there's two witnesses that are going to come, and it says the whole world will see them.
Yeah.
I remember reading a commentary a guy wrote back in the 1880s. And he, about Revelation, and when he got to these verses, he said, I don't know how God's going to do this, but somehow, some way, God's going to make it so people can see these two witnesses. I'm just going to trust God that He's going to be able to do it. Well, we know now today with the internet and all this stuff, that's nothing.
Right.
You can see anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
So it just shows you what's coming in the future and the power of God's word right there.
Let's listen to the very opening of the film.
Suddenly and without warning, literally thousands, perhaps millions of people just disappeared. A few eyewitness accounts of these disappearances have not been clear, but one thing is certainly sure. Millions who were living on this earth last night are not here this morning. Speculation is running high that some alien force from outside our system has declared war on our planet, and some feel it to be a spectacular judgment of God.
Okay, so we've got a razor going, the news of this worldwide disappearance, and all of a sudden, one's husband is no longer there.
Right. In other words, the girl here, Patty, was not a believer, but her husband was, so the rapture has taken place, and she's now confused, and she's trying to figure out what's going on, and the movie starts, and it goes from there. and it's going to follow her as she lives her life here now during the new regime. And your opening statement is so true, you know, where if you think the government's starting to try to control things now, wait till they get to the end of the time here,
right.
When they're really going to try to control everything, right? So that's where we're headed, no doubt.
And we've seen that play out before, Rich, with this whole response to COVID. I mean, we're not just talking here in the United States. We've seen the lockdowns. Look what's happened in Canada. Look what's happened in New Zealand and Australia. Countries all over this globe simultaneously were going into this mode here, Rich. And it's so easy for us to see now how when all of a sudden there's this massive disappearance or global confrontation of some sort, the instant we're going to see these global governments come into being.
Yes, absolutely. The other thing, too, to me, COVID just feels like a precursor to people wanting and accepting the mark of the beast, which obviously is a big part of these movies.
Mm-hmm.
You can just see how that's just set up to get people used to taking the vaccine. Well, then we got this other vaccine called the mark of the beast. You need to take that one, too. Mm-hmm. You can just see it lining up right now.
Yeah, take dose number one, number two. Here's booster one, booster two. And don't forget, more to come here this fall. There was a passion also, and there are some young people that are passionate about the urgency of getting out the gospel. And here's a clip from that from A Thief in the Night that speaks to that urgency.
Any minute, any second could be the last chance that anyone has to give himself to Jesus, because when he returns, it will happen that fast. The Bible says in the twinkling of an eye, millions of people will suddenly disappear, leave this earth to meet their Lord, and a shocked world will discover suddenly that what the Bible said was true. This is no joke. This is not a fairy tale. It will happen just as sure as you and I are here right now.
Okay, this, again, spoken in this film 50 years ago, this very year. And, Rich, I've interviewed Dr. Ed Heinsohn here on this program, who just went home to be with the Lord recently. And he did a series with me, Millions Missing, What Just Happened, Millions Missing, What Happens Next. And just as this person is sharing his burden, the urgency of getting out the gospel, we don't know when that last day or hour is going to be.
Absolutely. That was a great clip, by the way. Look, the Bible says today is the day of salvation.
Yeah.
I mean, I think of a verse that Jesus says, what does it gain a man to gain the whole world but forfeit his soul? What's the gain there? In other words, the most important, I always tell people, the most valuable thing you own is your soul. It's not your stock account. It's not your house. It's your soul. So take care of the eternal destiny of your soul first, and let your life follow after that. And sadly, if people do not come to the Lord, they're going to spend eternity without him. We're talking about eternity here.
Yeah.
That's what I like about these movies. It's going to bring eternity before your eyes, and people need to think about eternity. We're all one day closer to eternity right now as it is. And look, this is what makes these films important.
They really do. And friends, we're up against a break. We're going to be talking about the church here in just a moment as well, because we're going to be, The Thief in the Night introduces us to a preacher, very complacent and very much a scoffer to begin with. And then we'll hear about the change happening in his life as well. But certainly there's a lot for us to think about. And as well, we've been able to work out a special arrangement in order to get these DVDs, the series, into your hands, where you can watch this classic series. But not just watch it yourself, but to obtain sets to share with others. Folks, the as Jimmy DeYoung would say, the stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. We'll have more to say right after the break. Stay with us. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, author and seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, since in the Garden of Eden people were eating plants and certainly insects died there, can we say that there was no death before sin?
Chris, creationists insist on the biblical doctrine that the wages of sin is death, and that Adam's rebellion brought death into a once very good creation which had no death. In doing so, we must be careful to use the right terms. Certainly Adam and Eve were commanded to eat fruit in the garden, and this implies plant death. It would also be difficult for Adam to avoid stepping on an ant as he walked around. But is this death? The Bible never uses the term living for plants or insects. It teaches that life is in the blood and speaks of the breath of life. Thus, only air-breathing, blood-filled animals lived or died. Chris, there was no true death before sin. Let's go back to Genesis for our perspective on these things.
Thanks for joining us for Back to Genesis.
You're listening to Crosstalk here on VCY America, and as soon as I said A Thief in the Night, some of you are saying, oh yes, I remember that. I'd love to see it again. Well, folks, you can, and we are making available through Crosstalk this four-part set, A Thief in the Night prophecy set that includes A Thief in the Night, A Distant Thunder, Image of the Beast, and Prodigal Planet. They're on DVD, and these four DVDs we're making available for a donation of just $25 here at VCY America. We would recommend you go to our website. That'll be the fastest way there at vcyamerica.org. You'll find it right there on the homepage, vcyamerica.org. Or you may call our toll-free number, which is 1-800-729-9829. And it is something not only for you to get a set for yourself, but think in your mind, who else could I share this with? Now, keep in mind that the hairstyles, the dress, the scenery is from the 70s. I mean, the late 60s and 70s. It was released 50 years ago this very year. And so as such, it has that setting. But, Rich, the message is powerful.
Absolutely right. In fact, the first movie came out in 72, and the last one, I think, was produced in 84. But mm-hmm. It's the 70s and early 80s, but it's the message.
Yeah.
And it's look, the third part, Image of the Beast, which I always say is my best, that is just a strong, they're all good, but that one is just really exceptional, I think, because it kind of explains to you things that are going to happen during the tribulation and stuff, and it's very interesting and just eye-opening. And so, look, for their time, these films were exceptionally well done, and they hold up.
Yeah.
Look, the message is the key. That's the key to any movie, right? And it's the message that holds up here, because what they're saying is true. Just think of the clips that you've played already. Mm-hmm. I mean, just ring true today like they did when they shot them.
Yeah. We're going to enter into a couple clips here from a Pastor Turner on Thief in the Night, because, Rich, even today we see churches that are apologizing for, their stand that they've taken at one time against abortion or against so-called same-sex marriage, saying, well, we're more tolerant now. There are churches today, though, that are also preaching another gospel of universalism, which really is not another gospel, what they're teaching is error. And this was also depicted on A Thief in the Night, where we have kind of a scoffing pastor in all of this. Let's listen.
To insist that the Bible is anything more than the poetic expression of those greater principles by which man lives with man is to box oneself in with a wealth of opinion and counter-opinion which really doesn't matter, because it really doesn't affect the way we are. What matters, my friends, is what we can know about man's relation to man.
You know, Rich, we have pastors today that are saying that same thing. We can't take the Bible literally. You know, it's a poetic book. I've seen what happens every year at Evolution Sunday, all these pastors and churches signing on that we can't, you know, read the Bible like we would a textbook, but it's there for us to, it's more like an allegory for things that are out there. But wow, does that come through with this preacher on A Thief in the Night?
Right, it does. It shows like this false preacher. I mean, sadly, the church probably has misled more people than they've led to the Lord, you know. And, you know, my wish is that every person on this planet could be saved. I wish they could. I read the scripture and it says, few there be that find it, sadly. And lots of it is because of false teachers out there. And look, people want the Lord on their terms, not on his terms. And the pastors need to teach what the scripture says and present the terms that the Lord put forth. It's not about numbers with God, right? I always tell pastors this, you've got to be faithful and have good motives, but it's not a numbers game. You could have a church of 100 people. You could have the best church in town if you're faithfully teaching God's word. I think that's the key, too. Do pastors teach the whole counsel of God?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always for the pastors that systematically teach through the scripture, because then they're going to teach what God's, let's say they teach through the book of Ephesians, they're going to deal with the subject in front of them instead of just going to subjects they want to go to. But it's like Pilate. Pilate has said acquiesce to the people. In some cases, pastors acquiesce to the group. I always tell my pastor from time to time, look, you preach what the Lord's telling you to preach, brother. Yeah. We'll support you, you know. You got to go where God's telling you to go. And, you know, really when you think about it, Jim, the church a person goes to is a very important question you can ask anybody. Mm-hmm. That's a very important thing in our lives. What church do we go to? Do we have a Bible teacher in the pulpit that's faithful, that's godly, and that's teaching God's word?
Or is he tickling ears? And that's what Paul warned Timothy. You know, in the last days, perilous times will come. He described those times. And then he told Timothy, preach the word. You need to preach it because there are going to be those who are going to have their ears tickled. They're, you know, those are going to turn their ears from the truth. And there's much deception going in. But, Rich, I can't imagine the remorse that will come to these pastors who will all of a sudden come to a recognition of the way that they were going was a false way. And here's a clip from A Thief in the Night in which we hear the remorse from this pastor as he had falsely misled his people.
Oh, God, are you really gone? Is your Holy Spirit really gone? How many have I misled? It was all there. I read it. I studied it. I preached it. It really didn't matter. I can't eat. I can't sleep. All I can think about are, all I can see are those faces. We're out there every Sunday.
Yeah, and Rich, the remorse that will be there. Now, some are still going to be in defiance against God, we know, but others are going to recognize, I taught something false.
Right, and they're going to feel like some souls are on their hands because of it, you know. So hopefully pastors will maybe see this series and change their motive of operation now, you know, before it is too late. It's funny, that preacher role in the movie, by the way, is played by Russ Doughton, the guy who was the brains behind this movie and produced these films. He played that preacher role.
So, friends, as you watch A Thief in the Night and you see that pastor, that is the man who produced these films. And Rich now has the privilege of being a distributor for these films, and we're making them available through Crosstalk. We want to get them in your hands. We've worked out to get them as low as possible. I was on another site recently here, and they're making this available for like $70. You can get it through Crosstalk, a $25 contribution here that includes A Thief in the Night, it includes A Distant Thunder, Image of the Beast, and Prodigal Planet, all four on DVD. And you can go to vcyamerica.org, vcyamerica.org, or by calling toll-free at 1-800-729-9829. The great thing about using a computer is that you don't have to wait for somebody to put you on hold as you're answering other calls as well. So you can go right now online and obtain those. Otherwise, you can certainly call the toll-free number as well. Rich, I recently have read through the book of Revelation, not once, but a couple of times as I was reading through these judgments that are going to come to the earth, the seal judgments, the trumpet judgments, the bowl or the vial judgments. And you're right. At one time we wondered, how could these things happen? How could they unfold? And yet we see what God is going to measure out. We see the number of deaths, you know, that have been claimed by, you know, we've told that it's by COVID or by the shot or this or that. But it just pales in comparison to what's coming forth in these upcoming years of judgment.
Absolutely. By the way, I want to say for these DVDs, nobody has a better offer than VCY, just so you know. Look, the problem, I think, Jim, is we don't take God serious, okay? But we need to. Mm-hmm. Now, look, he gave you a picture back in the days of Noah. Think about that. 8 people entered that ark.
Yeah.
How many were outside it? 1 million? 2 million? 5 million? Who knows? God's not fooling around here. And when you read Revelation, he's not fooling around. See, we don't realize what sin does to God. We just don't realize God's hatred towards sin, and he's going to punish it. And he's not going to put it in his presence. And these judgments, look, ought to really make people think, to really want to get right with the Lord before it's too late. I remember there was a tract that I used to hand out called The Purpose of Life, and it says you're born, you go to school, you go to college, you graduate, you get married, you get a good job, you make money, you start having grandkids, then you die, then what? What good is all that if there's no future, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we need the Lord. We need his truth. He's the answer to any question you might have, any spiritual question. And he offers us eternal life. You can't think of anything better. You can't imagine anything better. And I don't want anybody to miss it. I know you don't.
Yeah.
But we have to come to the Lord on his terms. And I do think these films can really be, because they're going to present the gospel, can be used so people will consider their own eternity, and that's all you can do. You can only lead people to the well. You can't make them drink the water,
right.
But we've got our job is to lead people to the well, to water and plant, as Paul wrote. And sadly, most Christians aren't watering or planting. And, you know, there might be somebody listening and say, well, I'm just insignificant. Wait a minute. No, you're not. And it's not a numbers game with God, but maybe you could use these movies and give them to your nephew, your niece, a cousin, a family member. That's being used by the Lord right there, you know, watering and planting. And so I encourage you to do so.
And friends, that's it's there where you can get multiple sets and to take advantage of this right now. You know, some of you listening right now say, well, how could a loving God send anybody to hell? Keep in mind what Scripture says. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It's God's desire for all people to come to the knowledge of the truth. Hell was not created for mankind. It was created for the devil and his angels. And Rich, it's important for us to realize that a loving God has this free gift of salvation that's available. And we learn about that through the Thief in the Night series, too. But it's God's desire that people indeed do come to repentance.
Absolutely. From our perspective, we have a choice. You can choose to follow the Lord, commit your life to Him, or you can just continue to do what you're doing. And, you know, I was doing jail ministry one. I was visiting a guy in jail, and I was talking to him about the Lord. And he says, look, man, when I die, I'm not worried about it. She's not worried about it. He goes, no, I'm going to sit there and talk to God. We're going to negotiate. We're going to make a deal. I said, no, you're not going to make a deal. It's not going to work that way. You know, the Scripture gave us an instance of somebody that was in basically hell or Hades. It was what, in Luke 16,
yes.
Where the rich man was trying to talk to Abraham, hey, dip your finger in here because I'm in agony in these flames.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let that guy preach to you a little bit. You know, there was, he wishes he could do something different. That's the thing that's scary, too. When we pass away, there's no second chance here.
Well, friends, no second chance. Keep in mind, in our day and age today, we're witnessing an empowered UN, an empowered World Economic Forum, pushing globalism. That just reminds me of this other clip here from Thief in the Night. Let's listen in.
The Imperium in no way wishes to infringe upon the rights of the citizens of the world. It is just a simple necessity that each of us identify with UNITE and fully support its progress and strategy. Let unity be the positive result of our common dilemma. Report today to your local UNITE Identification Center and show yourself a true citizen of the world.
You know, that's amazing, Rich, because we're told, you know, patriotic citizens are going to do this in our country. If you really want to be a patriotic citizen, you go get the shot, or you go do this, or you go do that. You get your boot. I mean, we're hearing that same rhetoric today.
Yeah, absolutely. In other words, it just seems like the one world government is slowly forming, and they want to run your life. And right, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And look, the only way to escape it is to come to the Lord.
Yeah.
Get right with God so you can escape it, because this train's going to continue down this track. As you read in Revelation, some of these things are going to even come true more so, you know. So, scary times.
Well, friends, we're going to be taking a break here momentarily, and I've got just two more clips I'm going to play in the next segment, and then we're going to give those of you who have seen the film an opportunity to call in and just share how this film has impacted your life. And I'll say this, if these films don't get someone thinking about what's coming up ahead in the future, this one world government, world control, a required mark mandated to buy or to sell, the push for global unity, the hatred of those who refuse the mark, martyrdom, and so much more. If this doesn't get one thinking, you better check your pulse right now. We'll be back in just 1 minute. Rich Cristiano is our guest here today as we revisit A Thief in the Night. We'll be right back.
Crosstalk as we know it began airing in 1987.
Good afternoon to you, Vic Eliason here. We are going to be talking today with...
It comes your way from the VCY America Network out of Milwaukee. Did you ever wonder what the letters VCY stand for? Ever pondered what's behind the ministry that presents Crosstalk every day? We're pleased to share with you a free copy of the magazine-formatted book, God's Continuing Miracle, The VCY Story.
This book of over 200 pages presents nearly 500 photographs, interviews, historic newspaper articles, and writings about the VCY America ministry, now over 60 years old. The magazine will also inform you about VCY rallies, the birthday club ministry, the VCY bookstore, and so much more. It is a testimony to God's faithfulness. To receive a free copy of God's Continuing Miracle, The VCY Story, call 1-800-729-9829.
Thank you for joining us here on Crosstalk on VCY America. No, friends, we don't know exactly every detail. The films depict what things could happen as they unfold here, as millions are all of a sudden missing here around the globe. But it's very interesting to take a look at and to see how these follow Scripture. And as Rich points out, we'll get to Image of the Beast here in just a moment, how they point out through a map, just as God's Word lays out that map for us here today. We're revisiting on the Thief in the Night series, and again, the urgency of the times in which we live. And some of you who listen to this program, we just encourage you to wake up to what's happening in this world today. The Scripture tells us that life is but a vapor. I mean, we are here for a time, and then it vanishes away. And it's so critically important for us to place our faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Rich, we're hearing a lot today about the need to, we saw this vaccination passport, and I'm liking it because these are things we've seen here in the recent year and a half or so. We've been told you have to take a shot to have access to grocery stores or to retail business or entertainment venues. You can go to this sports event or this concert if you have a proof of vaccination card. Well, the sequel to A Thief in the Night is A Distant Thunder, and here is a clip of a mother who is being denied treatment for her baby for not having the mark.
Down the corridor to your right.
Thank you.
Mama, baby hasn't eaten in 3 days, and I think she's sick.
Your child won't eat or hasn't eaten?
I think she's sick. She won't eat anything at all, and I...
Let me see your ID, please. Your right hand, please. That trick, young woman, is used in here 50 times a day. Now, if you want your child cared for, you must have your ID.
Please, you've got to help me. I can't take the mark. My baby is dying.
Rich, powerful clip there from Thief, or this is from A Distant Thunder.
Absolutely. It makes me think about the situation with the baby formula right now that going on, where there was a shortage of baby formula, right?
Yeah.
So let's think during the tribulation, without the mark, you can't buy food. So how are you going to live? How are you going to survive? Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to imagine it, but it's going to be so. Scripture says it. I believe it. It's going to happen. And we can kind of see things that there are forerunners to what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, slowly turning the dose, the water slowly getting warmer, right? And people are going to get more and more deceived. But that's a powerful clip right there.
Revelation 13 lays out that very aspect of one being not able to buy or to sell without that. And we've seen, again, folks, we've had the example of vaccination passports, and that is just a microcosm of what is to come. But there is going to be great pressure being placed upon people. And we've seen that here. People have been chased out of stores because of not having a mask or not having a shot or not even being able to enter in. But listen to the pressure. And this is another clip from A Distant Thunder, to the pressure that's being placed on people to take the mark. Stay alive. You know, if you will take the mark, you can stay alive or refuse. You're going to face a death sentence. Here's a clip from A Distant Thunder.
Today, you will be executed. But this need not be. According to the law, those of you here should never see another sunrise. However, I have good news for you. Our great brother Christopher is so concerned with your welfare and your future that he has provided a way for you to avoid going to your death. All you have to do is get up from where you are seated and come forward and receive your ID. It's painless, much like the credit cards you've used for many, many years. We don't want you to die. Brother Christopher doesn't want you to die. All you have to do is get up and come forward and receive your ID.
You know, Rich, I think of this scene that's happening in this church, and I know in another place where one of the characters is saying it would have been so easy to have trusted Christ earlier when that opportunity was there, and I didn't do it. It would have been so easy then, and how hard it was to deal with that situation at that time.
Right. That's a great point right there, where it's not going to get easier, especially during the tribulation times, to come to the Lord and trust Him. That's why the Bible says today is the day of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, listening to that clip sounded like a church service,
yes,
right?
But yes.
The good news they're offering is the false good news, not
right.
really the good news. It's the deceptive news is what that one's being offered. This is what these movies can do, though. They can get people thinking about the most important spiritual matters, eternity, and where you're going to spend it. It's the most important thing in life,
mm-hmm.
people. You can't think of anything more important. That's why I think these films have value. And the Lord's, He's anointed them. He just has. He's used them. Countless peoples have come to Christ truly because of these movies, and we thank God for it.
As we open the phone lines today, we're going to limit it to those who have seen this series. And just to share a testimony on how it impacted you or a family member or a friend, let us know how this film, The Thief in the Night series, has impacted you. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. Some of you saw this when it came out 50 years ago this very year, and a special anniversary year with Thief in the Night, but others in that series as well, A Distant Thunder, Image of the Beast, and Prodigal Planet, all coming out in subsequent years after that. So our number here, again, just testimonials of how this film has impacted your life, maybe how you've used it to be a witness to others, 800-733-9829. And if you'd like to obtain this set, the four-part DVD series, we have that available for donation of $25 here to Crosstalk at VCY America. You can go online at vcyamerica.org, vcyamerica.org, or by calling 1-800-729-9829. That's 800-729-9829. Well, the lines are filled up. Rich, just a quick word, though, about Image of the Beast. You said that's your favorite. That's really where they lay out this massive map that the pastor had.
Yes, that's the most informative version. It's 93 minutes long. It's also got a great storyline running through there. But, you know, when it talks about the bowl judgments and the seals and all this,
mm-hmm.
I think people can get a really good understanding of what's going to happen during the tribulation watching part three.
Yeah, and then also the Prodigal Planet. I mean, it shows how people try to live off the grid, and we hear a lot about that today, don't we? Living off the grid and storing up supplies and so forth. And this really kind of depicts that whole scenario.
Yes, Prodigal Planet's going to show you the struggle of what it was trying to live during the tribulation and not take the mark, and how hard it was for them to survive during that time.
Okay, so our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. As soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to call. Let's begin with Diana in Tucson, Arizona. And Diana, you're on the air.
Hi. I want to say I ordered all the set before, and I had seen them way back, I think, when they first came out.
Yeah.
And it's worth the money if anybody wants to get this. It's a great evangelism tool. You can show your family, friends, and maybe even at your church.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's well worth it because people can get saved by watching this. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for your call. We've got Robert in Greenfield. You're on the air, Robert.
Yes. My favorite part in the movie is when Patty has her neck in the guillotine and they're telling her and she, you know, still don't want to make that decision to receive Christ, you know, and she was given so many opportunities to receive Christ, even when she was on the guillotine.
Hmm. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And Rich, it really points out, what will it take to wake up people's, wake up people to the necessity of the moment?
Yeah, I don't know what it takes. I mean, it's like God is trying to reach out to everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's trying, and he's not going to force you, though. You got to come willingly. You got to humble yourself. There's only one way in the kingdom. We got to come through humility, realizing we're sinners and we need a Savior. And God has provided that through Christ and his death on the cross. He rose again from the dead, proving he was God, and he wants to give us eternal life, no greater gift, no greater gift. And hopefully people will take heed before they pass away to do so.
David is calling from Texas. Hi, David, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Jim and Rich, for this program today. And I did buy the movies last summer, I think it was, or a year and a half ago when y'all had a program, and I've enjoyed them a lot. I grew up in the 70s myself. I'm 59. Mm-hmm. But the movies do, they lay out the truth.
Yeah.
And it amazes me how late in the hour we really are.
Yes, yeah. And,
but I also find that churches, religious denominations, they seem to, they don't lay out the truth, as the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rituals, not relationship. And pastors aren't, they don't seem to be just completely telling us the whole counsel. But I'm hoping that this fall, to bring my movies up to our youth leaders and have them play the movies so that the youth can see these and help them. I know they're going to probably make fun of it some, but but anyway, I thank you all very much.
Thank you, David. Appreciate that.
David, can I say one thing on David? You know, a guy did that, David. He showed, he started with Thief in the Night to his youth group. He says, look, I want you to have fun with this movie, laugh at the hairstyles, laugh at the dress. So when the movie first started, they laughed for about 6 or 7 minutes, and then it all changed.
Yeah.
And the youth pastor knew that would happen. He goes, and then they got real serious watching and got engrossed in it, and the Lord took over, and the movie made an impact. So
yeah.
Amen to that.
Yep. And again, the styles are, you're going to see, what is it, the 2-inch curlers in the hair and you know, different aspects that take place in there. It is the power of the message that is coming through A Thief in the Night. Jody is next in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Jody, you're on the air.
Yes, I thank you very much for your program, as always, and I thank you both for being here as spokesmen for the Lord. I had purchased way back in the day The Thief in the Night, and also, I don't know if anyone remembers The Appointment.
That's Rich's film as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I know it well.
Yeah.
Yes, and so I had those, and my youngest with his friends, I had showed those films to him and two other ones of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And years later, when Katrina hit and Andrew hit, I was in the car with my son, and he looks at me and he says, Mom, I know you read the good book. And I said, yeah, the Bible. And he said, is this the end times? Because, you know, he remembered the different destructions that were happening. And I said, not yet, but it can happen at any time.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for the call here. Rich, she referenced The Appointment. That's another film that you shot. But the impact that this has upon a young person is amazing.
Yes, it is. It's very amazing. I remember, Jim, a friend of mine watched these movies that I would consider not to be a very religious person at all. And he called me and said, I just watched this thing, Thief in the Night, Distant Thunder, man. This, in other words, it made him think, you know, and this, look, God can use it. Don't underestimate God here. That's why I said earlier, I think these films are anointed, and you got to go what the Lord's going with. And he certainly has used these films.
Yeah.
Despite the age of them, they're still very more relevant today than they were when they were made,
yeah.
Really, because of the message.
We're up against a break again, so we'll take more of your calls right after. Our number is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Rich Cristiano is our guest. And friends, I'm going to play, because we talked about the impact upon children, and there is a child that is part of this as well. Their parents, you know, they hear them talking about end times, but this child had never trusted Christ as Savior. I'm going to play just a brief clip after the break, so listen to it, and we'll tell you again how you can obtain a copy of this set here through VCY America. We'll be back in just a minute here on Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. There are three steps the communists are using to carry out their ongoing revolution in America. Now, let me make this very clear. There are many plans and many processes, but there are specifically three steps I want to concentrate on today that the communists are using to carry out their revolution in America. Number one, formal communist education. Most of our schools, elementary schools, as well as high schools and colleges, are giving young people, now for decades, a heavy dose of communism under such names as common good or social justice. Number one, formal communist education. Number two, self-criticism and criticism of America. America now has been declared a racist nation, an evil nation. We're called to criticize ourselves as Christians and conservatives. And then number three, the censorship of reality and truth. These are the steps for a communist revolution.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Today we're revisiting a Thief in the Night series that came out 50 years ago this year, the first in the films, A Thief in the Night, followed by A Distant Thunder in 77 and Image of the Beast in 1981, 1984, Prodigal Planet. We're talking with Rich Cristiano, distributor of these films. He has written and produced and directed numerous others. But I just talked about this child. And certainly the child had heard her parents or her mother and grandmother talking about end time events. And all of a sudden, one day she came home.
Mom, I'm home. Sandy had to go to her aunt, so I came home early. Mom? Mom?
Oh, she was frightened then, Rich. What's amazing then is to it's got a very happy ending for this young gal, but as such that wow, I know many a children have been impacted even by that scene in the film alone.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of kids have come to the Lord with this movie, and this has a very good little ending. This is one of the best parts of the whole series here. How this little storyline resolves in this movie, but it's an eye-opening scene, no doubt.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Ken in Richland, Washington, you're on the air.
Yeah, appreciate your message today and all that. And I know it sounds like a pre-trib kind of deal, but I was wondering in the Bible, where does it...
To tell you what, Ken, we're only dealing with those who have seen the film with a comment on the film itself. Are you able to... Do you have a question on that in that regard?
Yeah. The film. Doesn't the film say that a multitude of people will disappear?
Yes, it does. And that's depicted, Rich, in Thief in the Night, where there are many who disappear.
Right. I mean, in other words, it's going to depict the rapture of the church. Mm-hmm. And many people disappear, you know. Now, compared to the whole of society, it's not going to be a huge number, but it's going to be a multitude of number, yes.
Great. Thanks for the question. Dominique is next. You're on the air.
Hello. Well, I saw these when I was a young person, a teenager, and I got a very healthy terror of the tribulation from watching these and their and the assurance of my salvation and all of that. And I just wanted to say, my husband and I have talked about, while this has been going on, I just bought two sets, and it's really nice that shipping is included in that.
Yes.
And my husband and I have talked about how important it would be just to have things like this in prominent place in your home, because when the rapture happens and people and looters are coming through, they'll see these, and you never know who you might be able to lead to the Lord after you're in heaven.
That's an interesting point.
Great idea.
Thank you, Dominique. Appreciate that. And a very impactful film. Paul is next, Somerset, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Yes. I just want to know if this film had a timeline with God Sends Jesus Back.
Okay.
Well, I don't think it has a timeline because nobody knows when the Lord's coming back.
But you mean
definitely
as far as
going to create an
as
urgency.
Far as the second?
And one thing that came to my mind, too, is there's languages on these movies. There's Spanish and Portuguese, I know, on Thief in the Night. I believe all of them have Spanish on there. Plus, they all have, like, director commentaries and behind the scenes. So with these DVDs, and keep in mind the $25 price includes the shipping, but there's additional tools on there that I think are nice to watch and aids for people.
You know, maybe to your greater question, you know, this does not include the Battle of Armageddon. That's not in there.
I mean, I know it says in Matthew that, if I can read that, Matthew 24:34, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till these things be fulfilled. So So that's where, is that where it's talking about Israel becomes a nation again? So that's been 74 years ago.
Yeah. No, we're going down a different direction here. Right now with this, the film series, no, and that's dealing with the time after the rapture has taken place in Matthew chapter 24. But it's very interesting in laying this out here, Rich, where we see the events that start to unfold during that time of tribulation. Israel is not talked about on these films. It is dealing more with the storyline of some of those that are dealing presently, though when they put on their radio, they're going to hear about world events that are taking place.
Yes, absolutely. It's funny. The caller brings up Matthew 24:34, and that's part of a script that I'm working on, caller. So that's interesting, a film we might try to produce about end times. But right, what you're saying there, it doesn't give you a timeline about Jesus coming back on this day in this movie, but it's showing you more what's happening during the tribulation and what the government is trying to do to deceive people and to keep them under control with the mark and all that stuff.
Thank you, Paul. We're going to squeeze one last call in from Fort Scott, Kansas. Tom, you're on the air. Hello, Tom.
The guys that are doing all this hard work, and I praise God for those movies. I have watched them many times, and I tell you, people need, the church need to wake up, because there's a lot of them asleep.
Yeah.
And this should change lives even now. I grew up back in, I graduated in 72. Mm. So I understand that there's a lot of things going on now that people need to be aware of, and that it's true what Scripture says, and people need to wake up.
Yeah. Amen.
Time's running out.
God bless you, Tom. Thank you for the call. This is the 50th anniversary year of A Thief in the Night, and have brought it back here in this 50th anniversary year. Yep, it came out 50 years ago. Styles are different on the film than what we see today, but the message is powerful. We have this series available on DVD. It's A Thief in the Night, A Distant Thunder, Image of the Beast, Prodigal Planet, all four parts to this. And on DVD, and we make them available here, a donation of $25 here to Crosstalk. And that, as pointed out, that does include shipping. It does include shipping. You can get multiple sets, and you can simply go online at vcyamerica.org, vcyamerica.org, or by calling 800-729-9829. Rich, we have just half a minute left. What would you like to leave with the listeners?
Just thank you to all the listeners that support VCY and these films. We're trying to bring forth Christ-centered films that first please the Lord and that He can use in people's lives. Time is short. Today's the day of salvation, and hopefully we can use these tools to reach people.
Indeed. Not only for yourself, but again, who can I share this with? Who can I share this with who would sit down and watch these powerful, dramatic films produced now 50 years ago, this very year, The Thief in the Night came out. Rich, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you, Jim, and for all your support. Lord bless everybody.
And friends, just a reminder, you can go online. That'd be quickest, so you don't have to be placed on hold at vcyamerica.org, but you may call at 1-800-729-9829. But certainly gets us thinking, and let's be ready, because the Lord's return is drawing near. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.